If you're heading on vacation this summer, you can document the whole trip on a video camera that is small enough to fit in your pocket. We got a demonstration from Mario Armstrong, who covers technology for Morning Edition. Mario, this time you brought maybe half a dozen devices. Most of them look not much larger than a cell phone. In fact, one of them here looks more like a large cigarette lighter, old-style cigarette lighter.
Yeah, I mean, about the size of maybe a pack of cigarettes or a deck of cards. These are actual video capture devices nowadays that have become so popular because of their size and being this small.
And how much memory do they have? Can I put hours of video on one of these small things in your hand here?
Yeah, some of them, you know, range because of how they actually shoot the video or how they actually function, rather. The Flip Minnow brand, they typically have a built-in hard drive, which is done in hours. So you can shoot for 2 hours before you need to make room. But on other devices, like the Kodak ZX1 that I'm holding here, allows you to plug in a SD card, just like you do for digital cameras.
Oh,
and
okay.
So the more memory you have on your card, the more you can continue going on and shooting.
Now, this one looks a little bit more like a cell phone. It's even got a little keypad on there and so forth.
And it's more ruggedized, too. That's one thing I'll let you hold it to, and you'll probably feel a little bit of the difference between those two devices.
Oh, the Kodak is a little heftier.
A little heftier.
Throw this across the room.
Throw it across the room, a little bit weatherproof.
Do you mind if I do that now?
No, I don't mind if you do that.
Okay. Anyway, I'll do it later.
But no, but that's some of the thing. You know, we're talking about ease of use and simplicity. So you can put them in your jeans pocket or you could put them in your purse. So they need to be a little bit more durable to be banged up. But the ZX1 has kind of taken it to another level now by being more weatherproof. So I think it's great for a beach or pool activities or if kids want to use it and it drops, you're not worrying about it.
I understand you've taken some video with one of these devices before you came.
Yeah, let's fire that up. I shot some video on both the Kodak ZX1 and the Flip Ultra HD, and here we are.
So here we are at National Public Radio headquarters.
This is Mario talking.
And, headed on the way inside.
Doesn't sound great.
To go and see Steve Inskeep with Morning Edition. And,
you're shooting yourself. This is classic. You're going to post this on YouTube when we're done?
Possibly.
Okay, so we've got a crisp picture. Looks good in the sunlight anyway. Looks really good. I'm sure that looks great, actually, even on a wider screen. So what do we compare that to?
So we compare that to the Kodak ZX1. Let me turn that one on for you.
635 Massachusetts Avenue. I'm Mario Armstrong, and we're headed in to go see Steve Inskeep with Morning Edition. And
okay, so that's
a...
There we go. All right, that also looks pretty good. A little more film-like, actually, in terms of the color quality. So which one of these... Compare and contrast these two.
You know, both of them are really, really strong. I like the Ultra HD, the Flip Minnow's ability to grab a wide shot. The ZX1 feels a little bit more comfortable in my hand, and I like the fact that it's more ruggedized. But from a quality video perspective, both of them really seem to shoot almost on par with each other. As you mentioned, though, the ZX1 does have that little bit of a film feel to it,
Yeah. Which
is a little bit more exciting and makes it seem like it's a little bit more quality.
So maybe the ZX1 is what I'd go for if I wanted to be a little more of a documentary filmmaker, but if I just want something that is really easy to use, it's hard to beat this Ultra HD, which hardly has any buttons on it.
That's right.
You've brought along what I guess this is called a palm camera here. It's got a little strap that goes around it, fits in your palm, and it had the screen that flips out.
That's right.
This looks more recognizably like a video camera, even though this is very small compared to what was available
Ten years ago when you had to have something on your shoulder, leaning on your shoulder and strapped. This is a palm quarter, so you're right, it has a strap on it. It does have that flip-out screen, and you're used to seeing tourists and more families carrying those, but that's changing now. That's what this whole new shift is about. But back then, you're looking at tapes was how those devices recorded. So
these
you're holding
digital videotapes here.
That's
yeah.
right, a little mini DV tape. And so what the problem was, a twofold issue there. One is you had to have tapes, number one. Number two, to then share that video once it was captured, you then would have to convert that tape into some digital format, and you would have to do that in real time.
Okay, so how much does one of these new, smaller video cameras cost me, video capture devices cost me, as opposed to an older palm camera?
Anywhere from $99 to about $249, still well shy of professional units that would start more around $500 or $600.
Mario Armstrong, always good when you come by.
Thanks, Steve. Pleasure being here.
He's Morning Edition's regular tech commentator and also hosts the radio show Digital Cafe on Baltimore Public Radio Station, WYPR.